Yeah, it's quite challenging. I did some. I was practicing in Chinese meeting. I did preaching now, like 4 years, couple of years now. But I think the reason is Jonathan just one day I had a fellowship with him, and he said, "So if you only use one language, and you only can serve like a Chinese congregation." And then he said, why not use your language, the other language, you can serve more people. And I think this is the... I think this sentence... I think this sentence is God gave to me. So I prayed later, I said, wow, that's a good idea. And I can share. Even I think my English is not like better than you, but I talked a lot. I said I'm happy to share. I'm willing to share, and then the experience, the words I heard from God, I can share to you as well. But we learn each other. I know some point probably not clear. But we can have a fellowship later in the morning tea. All right. So we have a small prayer, and then we'll start. Oh Lord, we thank you. We commit this time to you, and then please give us wisdom to understand your words, and then to remember you. You are the creator of each of us, and then we know you are the God. You are the only God. So let us worship you. Let us know you are the only God we need to fear. Lord, when we are young, let us remember you. Let us fear you. And then just let us don't waste the time you gave to us. Just don't waste the energy you gave to us. Oh Lord, let us fear you when we are young, and we know how to pursue you and how to know you. Please use this time and let us to understand from this example, from the young people in the Bible, and we learn the lesson, and we learn how to fear you, how to know you. In Jesus' name, amen. So we have a topic when I'm praying, what I'm going to share. So one day when I'm sitting there, Sunday morning, and then the Lord just gave me things that, why don't you just share some young people in the Bible? Because some young people, they are very precious in the Bible, or some of them, they made a big mistake, and then they have something trouble after. So I this idea raised up in my heart, and then I just keep praying. I said, oh, that's a good idea. So why not just share some young people in the Bible, and then we can have a look at them and then learn from this example, and then how could they be like that, like this? They fear God, or they don't follow, or they follow God. So today we're going to share. Today we're going to share. First one is King Solomon. So when I was young, like 15, 16, when I read the Bibles, I found this Solomon is very, very special. He's a young man, and then he getting very earlier to be the king, and many things happened to him. And probably you thinking he's a wise king. But we are getting the story when he's young. So, but I got some questions in the beginning before we're getting through the Solomon, King Solomon's story. So one question, if anyone have ideas, you can say something. So if today is your birthday and your dad says, oh, ask me whatever you wish and I'll give it to you. What will you ask? Or have you had any experience like this? Your dad told you what you like on your birthday. Anyone had experience, Jessica? Yeah, what do you ask? You don't know? This is a good opportunity. Maybe. Don't.
It's like, we kind of ignored this something that can't get us through. So I was like, oh, I need a new car. And he was like,
yeah. Or I'm going to share my boy. He just had a birthday this month. So we ask him, he's 3 years old, and he's asking, what do you like? Oh, chocolate cake. So little chocolate is his favorite. And he said, oh, chocolate. That's all for him. But the other thing is, if God tell you like this, and what are you going to ask for? If your father say, oh, I can give you something, whatever you ask. But when Lord tell you, oh, whatever you ask, I will give to you. What do you like? So we just keep this question in your heart. So, King Solomon. So we're going to share the scriptures, but we're not going to read all these chapters. So if you like, you can go home and read. So it will be the First Kings, chapter 1 and 5. And that's the background is when his father, King David, he died, and his son take over him. And he being the new king, Bible didn't mention how old he is, but many people guessing he's very young. Some of them say, oh, might be just 15, 16. Some of them say might be 20, but he's like a very young boy. And one day, probably, I'm not sure, I'm just thinking might be late morning or late night, he's just playing outside or like playing something else with his mates. And then he was called by his mom and said, oh, you'll be the king now. And he was very young at the time. And then he was anointed to be the king and just take over his father David because he died soon. So this young boy and being the king. So one day he had a dream. So in chapter 3, verse 3 to 9. Anyone, you can read for me and we can know what happened. Jessica, can you see that?
Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statutes of David his father, only sacrificed and made offerings at the high places. And the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was the great high place. Solomon used to offer 1,000 burnt offerings on that altar. At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, ask what I shall give you.
So Solomon loved the Lord, and he offered the burning burnt offerings on the altar. And then I think he's still living there in Gibeon that night. And Lord just talked to him in a dream, and he said, "Ask what I shall give to you." And this is the question at the beginning I'm asking. So what are you going to ask? If the Lord asking you, said, ask whatever you like. And what are you going to do? And let's have a look at what Solomon said. So if you were Solomon, what you should ask? So I get a lot of questions when I read the Bible. So why not? You can ask what? You can ask a long life. You can live longer. So some Chinese very ancient Chinese emperor, they asking for the long life. They seeking the way to make they live longer, so they want a long life. And then some he can also ask, oh, I want to be very rich, give me more money, and then make me very rich, and all hairs. So you can say, oh, I don't want to have any issue with my health, so I want to have a very good health condition for my whole life. Or he can say, I want a victory when I'm fighting with my enemies, and I will be a very strong country, Israel, make it very strong and very great. Or the life of enemies. So, oh, If I hate someone and the Lord let him die straight away, so I don't need to fight with him like that. So he can ask a lot. He can ask a lot. But what did Solomon did? Anyone? What did he say?
Wisdom.
You know?
Wisdom.
Huh?
Wisdom.
Wisdom. Right, can we read this? Can you read this for us? And what he said?
As Solomon said,
you can come close.
You have shown great and steadfast love to your servant David, my father, because he
before you in faithfulness, in righteousness and in uprightness of heart towards you. So, and you have kept for, thank you, you know, and you have kept for him in this great and steadfast love and have given him a son to sit on his throne this day. So in the beginning, Solomon, I think he point out one important point is what he have now is all from God. So he gives thanks God, give the kingdom to his father David. And also after his father died, and Lord give the kingdom to him. So next time we're going to share the King David, his young David, how he be anointed as a king. But he waiting quite long time, like 20, 30 years, and then later he just finally to be the king. But here Solomon said, you give the kingdom to my dad and me. So when you read the 1 Kings chapter 1 to 5, you will find it. This Solomon, definitely he's very young. And like I said, he's not the eldest one. And he's not the strongest one. He's very young, small, maybe he's skinny. And he's not the most popular one. So you can see the other example is his older brother, Adonijah. He's very popular. He got a lot of supporters in that time. And then he's thinking he himself can be the king because he's very popular. He got a priest to support him. He got a general to support him. He got army support. He got the other religion people to support him. And then many, many Israel people support him as well. So he's thinking, I probably will be the king next because King David didn't say anything that time who will be the king next after him. So he's thinking he might be the king. And then probably no one thinking Solomon will be the king because he's very small, he's very young, and then he's not very popular among people. People didn't know him that time. So Solomon knows, thank you Lord, you give me this kingdom because all he had, he doesn't have the advantage. But the Lord give this kingdom to him. So he understands in the beginning of these prayers, he said, thank you, you give this to me, the kingdom. And then in verse 7, he said, and now, O Lord my God, you made your servant king in the place of David my father. Although I am a little child, and I don't know how to go out or come in. And because these people is a great people, too many to be numbered or count. And your servant asking for understanding mind of how to govern your people. And I can discern between good and evil. So I think in Solomon's heart, when he being a king and then he understand in his heart, he had big concerns. Because he know he's very young. And he doesn't have too much experience. So in ancient China, if you read some book, and you will know in some ancient China, when this old emperor, he going to step down. So like he's too old, probably he can't do much more. So he made a decision, who is the next emperor after him. And then he will give him probably his sons more chance to practice. So he will say, oh, I will stay back, but I will supervise you. Do this and do that to learn how to govern the people in this country. But Solomon, he doesn't have any chance because King David, he made last decision, let him to be the king. So he doesn't have any chance to practice. So for Solomon, he doesn't have any experience to govern these people. And I was thinking, when you're standing there, the position as a king, he must have too much to learn. You can't just say, oh, I'm sitting there, you do this and you do that. No. When you be the like a boss here, or you be the, you can see your manager if you're working somewhere, it's very busy because they have to do this, they have to do that. So for Solomon, young Solomon, he have to learn a lot. He have to learn how to lead people, and he have to learn how to have a good relationship with other countries, and he have to pay attention to the country's economy, and he have to pay attention to the political things, how to select the good officials and then to come and help him. He have to do everything, and he have to do many, many important decisions every day. So he know he can't handle it. And the third one I put there is too young. You know, a lot of more senior, a lot of more experienced people are in front of him. So if he didn't do well, probably someone will come up and rebel him and against him. And then they come and replace him anytime. So, you know, at that time, I think he can feel a lot of pressure. He can feel, I'm so young, I can't handle this job. But unfortunately, God gave him this job to be the king. And when God said, ask me whatever you like, I give to you. So in this pressure, under this pressure, what are you going to ask? I think when I'm under this pressure, I will ask a lot. God give me more to do, to learn quickly, and then to more practice, and then to know how to get these things trouble out. But what did Solomon said? And then he also want to be a good king. He said, I want to know how to govern these people, because there are so many. They're a great number, but it's very hard to count them and number them. But he said, give me your servant, therefore an understanding mind, and I can be the good king to discern these people, and then to discern this good and evil. So he want to be a good king like his father. So I think King David set up a very good example. And then he wanted to know how to shepherd the people in Israel. So let's think about it. When he got so many things he can ask for, but he just only said, give me a clear understanding of your people, and then give me the wisdom how to govern your people. Let's think about it. What kind of person of King Solomon? What do you think so far? Any ideas? So I think he's very humble. He knows he's too young, he can't do anything. He's too young, it's too much for him. And now he knew this is a grace from God. So it's not from his power, and this is not from his own wisdom, or this is not from his from other people's support. This is from God, he be the king today. And then he also loves and trusts God, because he know only God can help him, and only God can make him get out of his trouble. Because even he being a king, But he might have too much trouble in future because he can't handle this problem. And also, he realized he would like to be a good king, but he can't do it. And this is a place, God. Please, God, let Solomon ask, please. All right, so then God said something to him. He said, because you have asked this and then not asking for your long life or riches or life your enemies, but you have asked for yourself understanding to discern what is right. So he not only give him this wisdom, but he also give him the others he didn't ask for. But I wanted to have a point is, the first point, God placed his prayers. So next important part is what prayers will please God. So today, many people just praying, asking. I think some of us were praying to God, said, "Oh, I want this, I want that." Have you had any experience your prayers answered by God? Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah. So you can understand the point is what prayers will please God. So this is point is what prayers will please God. And then what will be a little bit different is what prayers will be answered by God. Sometimes when we're asking something and then God will say, okay, I will give to you because you keep asking. Like my son, sometimes he like I say, he likes chocolate. So sometimes he definitely likes chocolate, but he had too much sweets that day. And he was asking, I want more chocolate. But I would say, we told him, no, you're not allowed because you had too much today. And then we give him a lot of like education warning and say, if you had more and you're going to damage your teeth and then you're going to do something else, no good for your tummy. And he insists, and he's crying, he's doing everything, he I want it. No. Okay. So we have to give to him because he keep asking and keep doing. But one thing is, what prayers will please God? Which means make him happy. Make him know, yeah, this is prayer, I like it. This is a prayers I like to hear. The people, they're praying, they understand my heart. So a lot of people I heard, or I did before as well, we keep asking, oh God, please, I got this trouble, please take away this trouble, or I have these issues, or my fixing my exam, or how to do it, or I have something need to do, please just open the way and then I can know how to do. But we keep asking this, but some of these prayers probably not please God. I mean, he might answer it, but what kind of praise will please God? So we have to see some verse. So in Matthew's, it said, but seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will add to you. So in this verse, our Lord Jesus mentioned is one very important point is, what is first when you're praying? What is first when you are asking for? So who is the priority? So sometimes when we're praying and we put us as a priority and say, God, you need to satisfy me and you need to give me this, you need to give me that. Actually, this is not wrong. But the thing is, when we often come to him and asking everything for us only, probably something wrong there. Because if we're doing like this, we know. If we're doing like this and then we're thinking, God, I believe you, but you need to achieve me and you need to make me happy. So what's the purpose? So our prayer's purpose is make his will success
successful or our will successful. So what's your purpose praying? So when you are praying with priority, oh Lord, please give me this, please give me that. But here, our Lord Jesus gives us very important principle is first, you need to understand what He wants. You need to know what He likes because He's the God. We need to respect Him. So one father, he always going overseas and then he'll come back home and he have like a 1 or 2 weeks overseas work and he will come back home. He always brought a present to his kids. So he always put his presents in the luggage. And then when he arrived home, and then of course his kids very happy. And then when he rang the bell, and then they opened the door for him. And then he just, the kids were happy, oh, they arrived. But they just arrived, and then they will grab his luggage straight away because they know the presence in the luggage. And then they just open a luggage and then get the toys or whatever the presents from the dad. And then they're playing the presents. And they said, oh, thank you, Dad. And then they're praying that. And then his dad, I read this in a book, and then the dad just said, every time they like this, they not really welcome the dad, but they really welcome the presence the dad gave to them. So like today, our prayers like this. We like the things God gives to us. But when the God gave us the things, and we just said, oh God, that's fine, Lord, that's enough. All right, I'll keep away from you. I got what I want. And this father said, he's very sad. Because he showed his love to his kids, and by his presence. But his kids just love his presence. Probably they love him as well, but the presence are more important than him. So he said, he's very sad. So, like our God as well, when we're praying, he answered us, and then he gave us a lot of things. But all these things he gave to us, he wanted us to know he loved us. He wanted us to know he very, very loved us very much. So, brothers and sisters, that's the prayers. Please, God. Firstly, you need to pray, you need to know Him, pray for His kingdom of God and His righteousness. And then you said, what's His kingdom of God and His righteousness? It looks like it's like something in heaven, or like something very far from you, or something in a very ancient age, and then you don't know what that means. Actually, this means you just need to respect Him. You just need to know Him, Lord, what you want. Even I have this need, but what you want? Are you happy I'm praying like this? Are you happy I'm doing this? So when you made the decision, so in the morning I just always, I have a discussion with my wife. I reflect the times before, years before I made some decision. I said I didn't regret because some people just come to me and say, oh, you can do this. But this way actually is no legal. Actually it's no good because it's not honest. It's no honest way to do something because you need to do some like a paper, you have to fake it and then you have to do something wrong. And I refused. I said, no, I can't do this because God wants. Probably people doesn't know. People, no one knows. But God will know. And then if I made this decision to do it, I'm going to do it. And then Lord will be unhappy. So when you made a decision or when you do anything, firstly, you need to respect God. You need to fear Him. You need to know if God happy, pleased with this. If He happy, agree with this. So this is the thing's purpose and priority. What you pray for? And then what's your purpose for? Are you going to fulfill your will, or you want to make him happy? Will be a little bit different. And the other things. In the Proverbs, I think this verse is very important. It said, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make you straight your path. So here said, Solomon, he trusts God. Because he didn't trust anyone else beside him, and he gave him more support. Oh, you need to support me, you need to love me, and you need to do it. Because I'm young. No, he trusts Lord, because he knows only Lord can help him and then give him wisdom, and he trusts in him. So he's very humble because he says, I'm young. Do you think young people, when he realizes he's young, he doesn't have anyone to rely on and he wants to trust Lord? Will be the person like this? So when we have health, when we have some strength, and then when we have the wisdom, very easily we're going to rely on us. We're going to rely on us, we all understanding. So we're thinking, oh, this way is good, we do it. We're thinking, oh, I'm thinking this is a good way, I do it. You don't need to ask a lot, but that's not right. He has said we need to trust him with all your heart. So it's very important, keep away our own understanding. You need to use your understanding, but you need to rely on him. Give you more understanding. And don't rely your own understanding. Probably your own understanding is very tiny, and you're thinking it's right. But sometimes you didn't see the risk behind this. So we need to rely on him. And we need to trust him. He'll give you more strength and more power to do this. So on your way, acknowledge him. So this is what Solomon done. So what attitudes we ask him for? So I would say Solomon is very humble. And he know he is the Lord. We are the servant. So we ask him. Not like, you do it for me. So this is different attitudes. So many people, they just praying said, you do this for me, Lord. You do this for me. You must achieve this for me. Because I have my plan. No, that's not right. We have to say, Lord, this is my plan. Please, if you please, please give this to me. He's the Lord. And we are the servant. No, we are the Lord, his servant. But when you have this attitude, he's the servant, I'm the Lord, things will be different. So let's remember, you need to trust him, and then you need to humble in front of him. And some people will say, if I humble, if I'm doing like this, will he answer me? I've said, yes. He will let you know if he please or he unhappy with your prayer. So I remember years I did something happened to me, and then I pray. I said, Lord, why not get this trouble away, and then I'll be free. I'll be happy. But he didn't answer it. And later, like years later, I understand. If he answer me, like that, I prayed, I'll be in big trouble. Because sometimes you didn't know what happened. So today's topic, and I want to emphasize this is the very important verse. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth. So when you're young, like Solomon, remember him, to know him, and then to humble in front of Him. I know for young people, it's very, a little bit like challenging. When I was young as well, I know it's a little bit challenging. We have a lot of ideas, we have a lot of things to do, have a lot of plans to do. But please note, you have a lot. Why you call Him Lord? Why we call Him as a Lord? Because He is Lord, and we are the servant. So He is higher than us. And we need to fear Him, we need to respect Him. In all our things, acknowledge in all the ways. So we must know Him, respect Him, and ask Him. And then like Solomon, I think in his young age, he learned a lesson. And then he learned, Lord will listen his prayers. And then he will learn what kind of prayers will make him praise and then make him happy. And when he happy, he know, oh, this Lord we can experience. And then when you know, after this, and he getting very, make Lord add him a lot and make him like a Western king and make him country great and make him know how to govern his people. So this is my things we encourage each other. Remember your Lord in the days of your young, when you're young. So you have time. You know how to pray every day for Him, and then how to pray, practice this in your prayer. So this is a story. I'm going to finish just one more story. This is the old rich man, and he's very old, and he has no kids. And he got many properties, and he is very rich. And then one day he just have an idea, say, oh, we're going to take these things because I have no kids to take over. And he just said, oh, I just go to some place and then get some orphans. And he just asked them, he get these old kids and then ask them, say, come in, and then you can pick up one thing in this house, whatever you like. If you see it, you pick up one, and then that's yours. And then this orphan is very happy, and then it's come and pick up. So yeah. And then one boy is in the corner, and he didn't pick up anything. And then he asked him why he didn't pick up the thing. He said, "Oh, if you're thinking you are a thing, and I'll pick you up. I want you." So he won this old rich man. So this rich man is very happy. He said, "Oh, you're right, because you pick me up and you got everything. You get all my properties." So when you got God, when we eyes is very short sight, and we all thinking, "I pick up one thing, that'll be enough." But remember, He got everything. Our Lord got everything, and He has the richness. Has the richness you didn't know, and then you can experience His righteousness. Yeah, this is the message, and let's have a pray. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. You give us this example, and it's written in the scripture. And let us know the young Solomon. He be the king, and he knows he can't do anything, and he knows his weakness, and he recognizes his weakness in front of you. Oh Lord, we thank you. He sent up an example, and let us know. We need to humble in front of you. We need you. We can't rely on our self, our own understanding, but we should rely on you with all our hearts. Oh Lord, thank you. Let us be the wise man like Solomon, like this young person. He loves you. He relied on you. And he trusts in you. Lord, let us practice like this. Let's don't rely on our own strength, our own wisdom. But we just rely on you in our everyday life. And then let us just experience you. And then know you truly living. And you know you truly loving us and then taking care of us. Oh Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right, and next will be the morning tea.